Hello, I'm Laura. Welcome to week 3 of the NHS Choices Couch to 5K plan. Make sure you have completed weeks 1 and 2 before starting the run in this podcast. If you have, well done for getting this far. While I explain what we'll be doing this week, let's begin with the usual 5-minute walk. Nice and brisk now, here we go. So, today we'll be doing 2 repetitions of the following. 90 seconds of running, then 90 seconds of walking, then 3 minutes of running, and 3 minutes of walking. It sounds complicated, but don't worry, I'll be here all the way through and I'll tell you when to run and when to walk. I'll also give you a few tips on improving your running technique as we go along. For now, keep up that brisk walk. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. get ready to start running. You managed 90 seconds last week. Well, this is the same again. Keep it nice and steady. Don't go too fast. Off you go. Okay, time's up. Slow down to a walk again. Keep a good pace, but make sure you get your breath back and recover. When this 90 seconds is over, you'll be stepping it up to 3 minutes of running. Feeling recovered? I hope so, because you need to get ready to run for 3 minutes. You've learnt about pacing yourself. Now it's even more important. Remember, it's just a light jog, and it's really important to keep going right to the end. I'll tell you when to stop. Okay, go for it. Yeah. marathon running, you're halfway through and you're doing great. But here's a tip to help your technique. Imagine you're running alongside a hedge and there is someone on the other side of it who can see your head bobbing up and down as you run. Ideally, they should not be able to tell whether you are running or walking. The point of this tip is to discourage you from being too bouncy, as it just wastes energy and will wear you out. Just a minute left now. Keep going, nice and steady. Slow down to a walk again. Well done. You've got 3 full minutes to recover now, but make sure you keep walking. Us halfway through today's session. Now we go back to 90 seconds of running again. Make sure you stay calm and pace yourself. 3, 2, 1, go. We'll be right back. OK, slow down to a walk again, but make sure you don't stop. You've only got one run left in this session, but first, you've got a 90-second walk to recover. Off you go. Here we go, the final run. It's 3 minutes long, but even if you're exhausted, it's really important you keep going right to the end. In my experience, the reward of pushing myself through a tough run far outweighs any pain you feel at the time. Of course, I'll let you know how long you've got left. Okay, off you go. Done 2 minutes, you're most of the way there, just 60 seconds left. I know it's tiring, but don't stop.
Just like
Well done, you did it. Slow down, but keep walking. You've got another 3 minutes walking to do to warm down. I know they're feeling it, but keep your legs moving now. Well done. That involved running for quite a bit longer than in previous weeks, but you did it. Congratulations. You should be seeing how gradually, over time, you're building stamina and endurance, which will equip you to run further and for longer as we progress through the plan. It may seem like a long way off now, but as long as you stick with these podcasts, I promise I'll get you running for 30 minutes. Once again, you need to complete this run 3 times in total before moving on to week 4, and always keep that day's rest in between your runs. Make sure you have some water now, or your body could get dehydrated. If you'd like any more information before your next run, you can go online to www.nhs.uk. Bye for now.